From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Mr. Trump told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been acting this way since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday, the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. Putin met with the leader, reaffirming Moscow's guarantee to protect what Putin calls Abkhazia's security, self-sufficiency, and independence. South Africa's embattled president, Jacob Zuma, has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting, and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. The motion needed 201 votes to pass. 9 members abstained from voting during the secret ballot. This is VOA News.